We're waiting for Imam Murad to come to the studio. And I just got a memo to fill in for him for this evening. Give me one second. New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Murad Speaks Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion. Not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salam alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is the Ramadan session. Man and the universe as mates created for each other is timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W. bin Muhammad. Before we get started this evening, if you have missed any of the talks online through Block Talk Radio, drmuradspeaks.com, and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off last Thursday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. Before we get started this evening, we have an announcement. We're asking everyone to make a dua, a small prayer, for Sister Musawira Sharif. Her janazah is Thursday, August the 10th, 1 p.m. at Nia's Masjid, 231 Roosevelt Avenue, Newark, New Jersey, 07107. So Jesus, Muhammad are seen together in the purpose. So Jesus Christ is a sign pointing to Muhammad. The one as a sign points to the original life that was needed, that we need in order to prosper on this earth. The plan for the life from God, from Creator, that it is in us where we are born. Jesus is a sign pointing to that, pointing to the Kaaba, because that is a symbol, a sign of what I'm talking about. The Kaaba is nothing but a symbol or a sign of what we are talking about, the original life and the original life pattern. Jesus Christ is the sign. Muhammad is the guide. So Muhammad, now, it is not a sign pointing to that. Muhammad is the teacher leading us to that. So one is the sign, Jesus Christ is the sign, Muhammad the guide, the leader guiding us to that. And he himself, like Jesus Christ, was already constituted in that as perfectly as Adam was constituted when God first made him. Do you know what I'm saying? Praise be to Allah. So Muhammad the prophet said there will come a time when the people, the world, that we see me and Jesus together agreeing in their purpose, not disagreeing. Imam W. Dean Muhammad is a child of our women. And I thank Allah, I thank God, the son of Elijah Muhammad has found it and seen it and understands it clearly and knows that the knowledge has come into our hands now. So what comes into our hands come into your hands. You can't say that if it comes into another people's hands. Can you say that? If this had come into a people other than you, can you say that? Well, it came into our hands and now it is in our hands. No, I am a product of your women. See how we can talk now? I am a child of your women. Your mother and my mother are the same. I came into my hands and it is in your hands. So in concluding this part, we have dual prayer later. And at the Zuhr prayer, we will resume the session right here in the Quran. Angels are mentioned by the name of Herod and Mary. And the people of the book, before the time of Jesus Christ, peace be upon the servant of God. And after I would say too, but mainly before the time of Jesus, during that time of the great glorious day, for Jewish people in the time of Solomon, the wise, the great king, on him be peace. It is said in the Quran that they were taught certain magics by the two angels, Herod and Mary. And with this magic, which means mysterious sciences, really there is no word that actually is magic. The translator was trying to convey the idea to the reader in English. It didn't have a problem with that. That is why we need to discuss these things. We need commentary. So, and anyway, Allah revealed to Muhammad that the angels showed them how to affect the relationship of husband and wife with the knowledge. But Allah revealed to Muhammad that they never shared that knowledge with those special leaders before telling them that this is a trial and do not become disbelievers and that such knowledge is dangerous in the hands of fools. They were warned, weren't they? That is what Allah says in the Quran. They were warned before they were given the knowledge. So Kaaba plants the family. Kaaba points to family. Going back to the word Kaaba, Kaaba is a sign or symbol that wants us to gravitate, see with our vision, let our sight gravitate to the origin of family community life, and understand that this symbol or sign called Kaaba, or the first house built for mankind, is a house that can only be erected and can only stand if certain connections are respected. If the certain relationships are held sacred, respected, and supported. So marriage relationships should not be based on sex. The relationship of man to wife and husband to wife is not sexual, but the sex is a necessary element. That's all. The relationship should never be based upon sex. Even the lower animals do not base their sexual relationship upon sexual pleasures. They have that pleasure and realize that now the product of that action or that intercourse, the product of it is now in the female and she changes her behavior and gets serious about being a mother, even before the baby comes. This is for animals. And when the baby comes already, she is devoted to the life of that baby. So the purpose of mating is to extend life, to keep life existing, and to care for life so that after the present ones are gone, the life continues in the best form. So this is devotion to community life, isn't it? The sexual act should be devotion to community life. So your sexual act should be devotion to community life. This is naturally in man before the world of commercialism for them. So this is natural in man and natural in woman. They see a wife as a future. The natural man in his original nature, he sees the wife as the future. The wife sees the husband as the future. They look to family, to having babies and having more company than just one or two people. They look to a growing future of family and organizations of people, loving and working with one another and supporting each other's family life, then in the productivity, the excellence of the life. That's what they see. And that's what community life should be. Sex, a beautiful flower with pollen. And when we take sex for nothing but sex, we are less than animals. If that is what your wife is to you, your sex thing, you are less than an animal, my brother. I never had it in my spirit to see sex as just sex and a dirty thing. I always had it in my spirit. Do you know what sex was for me, to me? A beautiful flower with pollen. It looks nice and smells nice, and it mixes with the pollen from another, the opposite life. And it reproduces. And when it reproduces, you get fruit here. The plant has been transformed. It is not more just a plant bearing leaves and flowers. Now it is a plant bearing fruit, the fruit of Islam. Look at yourself, brother fruit. Is your production sweet-smelling? Is your production tasty and giving us energy to do our work, to keep moving and doing things? You call yourself the fruit of Islam. You'd better think about that. You have to do more than sell bean pies. I'm serious. I love you, my brother. You have to do more than sell bean pies and wear bow ties. Corruption has spread it over the land and the sea. I think I'll write me a song, Bean Pies and Bow Ties, Until the Sunrise. Now, I don't think I'm making fun of my brothers. I'm not. The Quran is addressing something that is the main cause for the corruption of society and the world. We have people who have gotten science from the revelation of God, and they are using that science to corrupt the relationship of man and wife. And corrupt family life. And they know that if they can corrupt family life, they can corrupt the whole society and eventually the whole world. And that is what has happened. The prediction is in the scripture. It says corruption has spread it over the land and sea. It is in the Quran too, in different words. So how do they manage that? They manage that by giving you a different way to see human life. They give you a different way to see human life. They give you a different way to see human life. And the way that they give you to see human life is not in accord with the way God made human life originally. God made human life to develop upon definite natural designs or plans. Then what they give you will undo the light, the vital connections that God made for life that are signified in the term Kaaba. These vital connections will be lost. Don't think everything in the Bible is coming from the righteous and are said by the people who are in the position of those who are protecting the way of God. No. For an example, let us go down and confound their language so they babble and speak no more. That means speak intelligently no more. So this is in the Quran, too. A reference to this is in the Quran. And another verse says, let us cast their bond asunder so that they be a people no more. Do you hear that? That is in the Bible. Let us cast their bond asunder so they be a people no more. Asunder means to separate their bond, throw them away from each other so that they cannot come together and be bonded again. Don't you see all that happening in the world? Do you see what has happened to us as a people? We have had our original focus taken away from us by the attraction of the world, and we don't focus on human life like we used to in the South when we were fearing God. We don't focus on family life like we did when we were in the South, fearing Allah, fearing God. We called him Jesus, or whatever you called him. He was the superior. It was the supernatural. So God doesn't blame you for your ignorance. Call him in the name of Mojo Wojo. That ain't his name. He won't hear you. He knows your heart. He knows the whispering of your heart before it even becomes a word in your mind. So this is in the Quran. So he is not going to blame you for saying Mojo Wojo. Now, don't look for that in the dictionary. I formed that as I was going to. He is going to answer you as if you called him by the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is going to respond to you the same way. He is going to respond to you as though you said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said that because a lot of you all who joined the theater of life, that's your expression. You say it so much, you think something is wrong with my religion or my faith because I don't say it as much as you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My heart, every time it beats, is saying subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise be to Allah. So we know the life. It is not in the show. It is in the heart. Praise be to Allah. So they break the tie, the connection for human life. They confuse them and cause you to depart from them, and that puts you in a position to be made all over again by the wicked world. Then the wicked world makes you. And when they make you for their end. And what is that end? Money and power. So Kaaba has spiritual connections. Yes. The guidance for understanding the important connections go firstly directly to the foot. Isn't that something? The human foot. Because actually, the word Kaaba, for the person who knows the Arabic language, it brings their attention to the ankle that is called Kaab. Kaabatin means the ankle, the two ankles. So it is the connection for the foot with the leg. And it is interpreted to say spiritual connections. Because actually, it requires an effort on the part of the baby standing up for the first time. It requires a great effort. And that great effort has to have spiritual concentration. So the effort has to concentrate the whole life, the soul, the energy, the mind, all of the energy of the body, of the whole child's life, existence has to be concentrated. It has to be concentrated for the child to stand up and hold balance for the first time. But once that child is able to manage that and practice it for a while, the rule in the flesh that Allah planned and established takes over. Then he doesn't have to use his conscious mind anymore. He stands up and balances and walks without any attention from his mind at all, just like the bird knows when to start looking for some dry grass or straw to build a nest. Man walks on balls. Now, he's standing upon a ball. The ankle is a ball, a swivel. He's standing upon a swivel. He's balancing upon a swivel. So you see some of the police officers going through the park in the streets, and they are on two wheels. They are standing on it, and it has a motor, and the two wheels are left and the right, like the feet. And after they practice it a while, it is easy. Yes, it's easy because God put it in the nature already to balance upon the two balls. All of us are going down the street upon two balls. The ankle, the wise, a long time ago, looked into the design of the human body, and they extracted the knowledge. And then they said that the man's life is spiritual. And to establish yourself, you need to be spiritual awakened. So Jesus pigeonholed spiritual sciences. Now, in the church, you hear this, and you think it means theory. It is much more than theory. This is science. The higher up, they know the science from Jesus Christ as a human figure. So they got light and science. That's what has been communicating to them out of the physical picture of Jesus Christ, great spiritual scientists. And we have gotten it from Muhammad directly, from Revelation, that he has given us. It is in the contents of the Quran, great spiritual science. Now, these great spiritual scientists for managing human life, protecting and preserving human life, in the original excellence and beauty that God wants for us and progresses it. These are signs are still in the Quran. They are there. But the secular world took from the Bible, from other religions, but mainly from the Bible and the Quran. The Quran was the last big boost for the scientific world that we are in right now. Farad is really a fraud. The Quran was the last big boost for that word coming from God, the revelation coming from God. They took it as they established psychoanalysis. Fraud is really Farad, the father of psychoanalysis, called Sigmund Freud. He is a dog, Sigmund. Stick them man. And he is a pony, Sigmund Freud. Oh, I tell you, they gave him the name. It's clear as day. They never thought a fool, a donkey, would keep their whole car. But it did. That is what they called us. They think we are all donkeys. Prometheus stole the heavenly fire. Yes. Sigmund Freud took psychoanalysts and formed psychoanalysts, finally clinical psychiatry. All of this had developed in time, and when did they, and where did they get it? From God. Did this happen for the first time in Western civilization? No. The Greek said that Prometheus, a rebel amongst the elite, stole the fire from heaven. And this world wants us to think that the Greeks, they were philosophers, but they were not religious. They didn't believe in God. That's a lie. They had a strong religion that had a great religion, and they focused on Adam in his original pattern. That's what they focused on. And that is how they were able to form a great republic and guide their descendants from Europe to science and psychology and all of the other great benefits they've had. But they went to sleep and lost all of that. It was the Quran and Muhammad that reawakened their minds and showed them how they were even to perceive or understand their ancient knowledge. and it caused them to have a revival. And that is what we are seeing right now. We are in their world now. They had a great revival, and we are in their world. That world not have been that would not have been possible for them if it was not for the coming of the Quran in the life of Prophet Muhammad as the leader of mankind. Pimentathis stole a heavenly fire. So Pimentathis stole a heavenly fire. That means that he disagreed with those who were agreeing to keep it in accord with the best nature that God made. And he used it as a tool, an instrument for taking over the life of human beings. He wanted to become their master, their God. Isn't that what the scripture says will happen to the world? Now, this is not great philosophy. Now, I'm going into the Bible. The scripture, the Bible says, rejoice not with Palestine, for out of the serpent root shall come a flying cockatrice. And also it says that the old serpent became a flying serpent. Yes. And it also says that Lucifer, the Satan, the devil, that fell from heaven, he inspired to rise upon the air. I'm putting it together, and I can put it together quick. Now, God has shown me these things. I don't need to go all over the Bible for it. So I bring the thing that are connected, and I bring them to you right away. Satan will rise upon the air. It says he will rise upon the air. What is the air? The air is air. Is this air? No, although he did that too. Well, he didn't do it, but his scientists in the West, under his influence, under his spell, they were able to be scientific and got an airplane up there. And they are flying in the air, in everywhere, everything. In fact, they are moving about in space that has no air. It's airless space. They just shoot straight through the airless space and land on the moon. Controlling you from a space station in your soul. Getting back to the real thing, it says, he will rise upon the air upon it and become a prince of the air, not this air, your spirit, human spirit. He will rise upon human spirit after he makes your spirit, reforms your spirit. Then he knows how to ride that spirit that he made. He will rise upon the spirit and ascend above your head and be working on you from afar, controlling you from a space station in your soul. But he's not through. The control is completely out of the original hand of the original man. So the Bible says that this is aim, and it is to go up high enough. He will reach the throne, the very seat of God, and sit on it, performing as though he is God. Yes. Well, that's what has happened, taking over the abstract life. That's the most precious life. Our most precious life is not our flesh, bones, and all this physical stuff. Our most precious life is our conscience and how our intelligence develops inside of it. That is the most precious life. And if he can take over our psyche, our intelligent activity in our soul, our psyche, if he can take over that and manage it without our knowing that he has infiltrated or that he has evaded our life, he has taken over our control. He has us thinking that we are controlling our life. And the control is completely out of the original hand of the original man. This is reality we have to deal with. This is the reality we have to face. So when we read in the Quran, let us get the light and help that God has revealed for dealing with this thing. and defeating it in our life and in our families, in our community. We have the right and the power to defeat it in our life, in our families, and in our community life. We have it as plain as day. We can defeat it. Imam W.D. Muhammad has faith in us. I said yesterday, I believe in you. I have faith in you. I wouldn't be working this hard day and night for this work, for this cause, if I didn't believe in you. I believe in you, so you believe in me. You don't have to have a scholar from Al-Azhar University or a degree from Mecca, Medina, or from anywhere. You don't have to have any of that. You can have nothing. You can come here streaming. And if you listen to me long enough, buddy, you will become great workers for this cause, and we will accomplish it. Oh, yes, we will accomplish it in our lifetime, and we will have a great society here in these United States. We are going to do it, and we are doing it. We are making progress, and we are going to complete it. So we know the scheme of Satan, and Allah says, fight the scheme of Satan, for Satan's schemes are weak, meaning it depends only on human weakness. He doesn't come to a strong religious person with that. No. He has to corrupt the weak and put so much corruption in the environment of the of strong to take over the environment, to take over the community. So he doesn't come to strength. He goes around strength. He doesn't want that. He is looking for weaknesses. He comes to weaknesses, and he knows that if he can get the weak that are in the majority, understand this. Allah says that most of the Christians, they are disbelievers. Yes. And you look at them in the light, you know that. You came up amongst them, not just in this time of climatic corruption, but even before. You knew that most of the Christians, they couldn't be trusted. You would not trust them. You would not trust most of them. You trust a few of them. You knew a few that you can trust. You had a church, a congregation, and you knew a lot of them, and they were not right. You knew that. I heard somebody say, yes, I wasn't right in there myself. Well, I hope you're right in this. And I believe you are. I believe you. I trust you. You're right here. That's the logical time for events. So what I want to say this is a time that all of those things that were predicted come together. They reach their fulfillment, their biggest possible presence on this earth. That time has come already. It can't go any further. No, they are done. Everything that was prophesied has happened. Corruption will spread over land and sea and reach everybody. That has happened. People will be made to babble and not speak intelligently. That has happened. Everything that you see in Scripture pointing to the end of time, what they call eschatological time for events, and developed because of man's growing life in this planet Earth. Yes, we have reached it. We are living in that day. These are the last days. These are the last days we are living in, the last days, the fulfillment of great prophecy. And we have survived. Isn't that wonderful? We have survived the end of time. We have survived the conclusion for Satan's great, great final, yes. We have lived to see his great final and are still intact. Oh, it's a wonderful time for us, no matter what is happening out here, out there. It said, a great and dreadful day, right? Great and righteous and dreadful for the wicked, So don't say, oh, yes, but things are still bad. I can't pay my phone bill. I can't do this or that. All of that is a little petty stuff. Hold on to your life. A new world is rising up. Everything is going to be fine. You can be hungry for a few more days. You can worry about the light bill for a few more days. Just hold on. Soon a great society is going to be established amongst us in these United States of America. Yes. So when I come back, I'm going to give you some more good news. Praise be to Allah. As-salamu alaykum to you again. And Ramadan Mubarak. In the Quran, Allah Most High says, as revelation to Muhammad to all mankind, especially to the believers of the followers of Prophet Muhammad, Kanna as-susu ala ma'i. Kanna as-susu ala ma'i. The throne was established before on the water. So with that revelation in Quran, I understand that though people turn bad, their intentions become bad. Intentions instead of good. The bad people get into the pitches and get into control. It does not always mean that because it is condemned and because they have taken advantage of a natural situation, that the natural situation is bad. It is only there to let us know. Terrible thing has happened, but not necessarily that the situation was bad. It was good in its time. But because of the design by the Satan and his followers of the wicked people, the situation became bad. And Allah replaced it with another. He replaced it with another in accordance with his plan or in accordance with the development of human life as it progresses. As human life progresses and the development, the progression, then what was used in the past is not best for the new situation where people's lives has advanced from needing the kind of help or support it was getting before and had advanced where it is mandated or requiring a more advanced or a more progressive situation. Church life is terrible for African Americans. I'm going to say it again. Church life is terrible for African Americans. Some people, because of habit or because of sometimes corruption, lack of faith, they continue with something that they know teaches life or hold back human life from reaching the development that Allah, the Creator, wants for it. And they just continue out of habit, sometimes continue out of greed. And sometimes, just in ignorance, they continue to flaunt human life for selfish gain. And I hate to put down our people, and I hate to put down the church. But on the whole, church life is bad for African Americans. I do not like to say it, but I am forced to say it. Church life is bad for our people. On the whole, it just keeps them in the water. And God says that his throne was upon the water. But then he changed it and he said, Wasya kusuru samiwati wa addi. Wasya kusuru samiwati wa addi. His throne extends over the heaven and the earth. So this is revealing to us growth for the administration or for the rule of human society on this planet earth. It is progressing. In the time when it depended on fishing in waters of human sensitivity. In the Bible, God shows Jesus Christ beginning his mission, and he went out and he called the fishermen to come in and support his mission. They were fishing from boats in the water, and he told them to follow me, and I will teach you how to become fishermen of men. So fishing in human emotions means the intelligence is limited to reflex. Again, here we see Muhammad's life and mission and Christ Jesus' life and mission parallel here. They are very similar. They are running together in that they have the same purpose and the same plan, so to speak. So Jesus said, I will make you fishermen of men. So he was taking them out of the land, taking them to the land, pardon me. And what he was saying in the one little statement is that people who depend on human feelings and sensitivity, working the human feelings and sensitivity, the people that they convert to their leadership or to their way are not men. They are like fish. And a fish is characteristic as a symbol, or his life is used as a symbol or as a parable, characteristics of the quick responses, what you call reflex activity. So when we are describing people as fish, that is what we are saying, that they are on that level where their mind, their intelligence is reflex. You touch me and I say, who is that? Hey, what's going on? That's reflex, fish. When you notice them in a fishbowl, or if you have seen them swim in a pond or something, they are under reflex. They go in one direction until something gets their attention, then they quickly respond to it. They either go to it or they go away from it. Fish are known for reflex activity, reflex responses. And people who give a religion or a religious message or preaching that wants to arouse your feelings and emotions over a period of generation, the people themselves will become fish, reflex. And if you speak to them, the brain muscles for rational insight are not there. When you speak to them, they are non-responsive. When you speak to them or give their mind something that requires them to use reason, so that kind of state in the human intelligence is described as thunder and lightning. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. So the light of intelligence is for a short while. Like when the lightning flashes, it is not on for too long. But sometimes a flash is so bright, at night you can see what is happening around you. Instead, it flashes and goes away. And they are in the dark again. They have to stop again. They can't proceed. Our people have been locked on so much by preachers in the church that works nothing but their feelings, your emotions, for so much over a period of generations. They tend not to want to think. Isn't that pitiful? We tend to want to think. We just want to react. And I think our preachers know better now. The majority of preachers, they know that. They are holding our people back. But they are so used to it. And that is their profession. That is their good thing. And they don't want to give it up. And the word of God amongst many of them, Imam Wallace D. Muhammad, is against it. So most of them, they do not want to see me. They do not want to talk to me or anything. But they respect me, and I believe privately they love me because they know I love them. And I would not want them to change it if they did not love them, if I did not love them. If you do not love a person, you do not want to see them change to the better. You don't care. But they know I love them. So in the end of time, one of the signs is that the beast, the great deceiver, will be in a lake, will be in his lake on the water. But his lake will be turned into a lake of fire. And he is in it. Now, the lake of fire could be a fire of passion that destroys people that is uncontrolled, unintelligent, passion that destroys people. But the lake of the fire could also be the fire of passion against what has been happening to those in that condition. In other words, it could be a fire that the beast did not ignite. It could be a fire that God planned that would one day come and consume the beast. And that is what has happened eventually. And all of this is science on the nature of human life in community or in society. The challenge is that life has to face and meet even from the deceivers, and how that life is going to survive because of God's plan for it. How it is going to survive all of these interruptions, all of these bad conditions. It is going to survive, and the thing that works for the deceiver will be turned against the deceiver themselves. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Miraj Speaks Block Talk Radio. So they work on our feelings and our sensitivity and our passion. But there will come a time when those passions rebel against those who deceive the human life. Then the passion that they have fired up, now they have made us a people of great passion, strong passion, a passionate people. So when those passions turn against the deceivers, oh boy, they will have a fire on their hands. That is the prediction of Scripture. Many things are not given as predictions, but they are predictions. They are given as pictures, the descriptions. But those descriptions are also predictions, telling us what the future is and what is going to happen in the end. So really, we are living in that time right now. Look at how the youngsters are. The church can't get them. They won't follow anybody. I'm talking about the rebellious youngsters. They form their own association, their own organization. Some of them are criminals. Some are not. But all of them do not want to hear a thing from us. They do not want to hear a thing from the establishment. They don't trust any establishment. And they are very passionate. They are full of energy. They are ready to hurt something. Some of them are waking up and turning around, saying that this is not positive. What we are doing is negative. They are independent of us and forming their own leadership. And one day we are going to see some great men. Leaders come from them. I believe it is already happening. Great leaders are going to come from this abused and misdirected young generation that we have. And when they turn all of that energy in the right direction, they are going to be great for this society, for their people. And they are going to be too much for the scheme of Satan. Lake means water turned red. So I see that the beast really burning in his own fire. I can see that he is actually burning in his own fire. And if you study the word lake, they use it for a reason, Scripture. If you look up the word lake, it does not mean clear water. It means water turned red. Now, you know that is not the color of lakes. Lakes have clear water. So the water is not colored, but the term says a deep red dye. Substance has been put into the water. The liquid contains a deep red dye substance. So that is why the word lake is used in the Bible for the beast, that he will be consumed in a lake of fire, one of the curses upon the people. Allah's throne is universal, not subjective. So the topic is the throne was upon the water. So the throne had to come from being subjective to being universal rather than subjective. And Allah revealed that this throne that he wants us to establish as Muslims is universal, not subjective. So that is why he revealed now that his throne extends over the heavens and the earth, or that skies in the earth, universal. Lake water turned blood red. So one of the curses that were on the Egyptians who are oppressing the chosen people that Allah, our Lord, the Creator, had chosen for his purpose, were in bondage to the pharaohs. So many curses or plagues came, right? Some of you who read the Bible, you know this. One of them was that the water was turned to blood red. Turning water red also means social teachings. Now, that is what I'm trying to do right now. I'm trying to reach our people and turn their holy water red. The holy water used by the religious leaders in our community. I want to turn it red. I want to change it from being spiritual teachings to being social teachings. Government workers with religion in the ungodly world to control the masses. That Pharaoh who is in the Bible as a wicked oppressor, every Pharaoh was not like that. I studied ancient Egypt history. Some of their leaders were very good. Some of the pharaohs were very good for their people. All of them was not like that. It was just one in that period of time, the pharaoh of that time of Moses. The persecution, enslavement of Moses' people. He depended on very mysterious symbolic religion to hold the masses of the people. He had a priesthood that worked directly with him to government to control the people. Do you know government and religion works together in the ungodly world to control the masses of people? That's how it was in that time. And I'm not saying all the churches. I'm not saying all leaders. I'm not saying all government people know. But it is enough supporting amongst the church's leaders or religious leaders and enough government, pardon me, and enough support in the government to keep that thing going. So they have an alliance, a pact. They work together. They keep the masses ignorant, devious. Education is the greatest tool for advancing the society. We cannot get where we want to go and get our people where they should go if we just pretend that we do not see these things. No. We have to inform the people. Education is the greatest tool for advancing the society. Education is lost often when developers control it. But do not think that education is always in the academia or in public school systems or in the school established for the people. No. It is lost many times. The main help for the intellect or for the mind of people is lost many times because the world decides education. Do you know the big developers, the big investors in industry? They control government and education. And we only see opposition to them when a bright intellect appears somewhere in the country or a group of them. Usually it is a group because a bright intellect is not going to be happy by himself. He is going to have to find some companion to work with him. So it turns out to be a small group of people who get together and they challenge what is going on. They point out the problems and they expose it, or they seek to get it changed. And if they can't get it changed, they expose it. And then we see change for the better in the academic world or in the political governmental world. We see change for the better. But is it going to happen without an interruption? Somebody who is right has to be attentive to what is good for the human public and what is bad for the human public. So we have reached point in our growth as a people on this planet Earth, as a community of people on this planet Earth, where the old must be replaced with the new. So this old way of controlling the masses and managing the public has to be done away with. And I know some of you are guardians, and they have given you a small job in the establishment, and you always think that you know more than your leader. You think that they have given you something higher than what God has given your leader. Well, that's your privilege. But I'm telling you, you can go back and tell your bosses, the day is out. It is a new day. Oh, yes, it is a new day. We cannot continue to treat grown-ups in our public and in our residence, our neighborhood, their brains and their intelligence like they are no more than babies. We have to respect that adult mind, because Allah will interrupt your thing. Yes, he will. He will interrupt it. So the change is now from appealing to the emotional side of life to appealing to the rational side of life. So the land, that is what Jesus did. So when he said, come from the water, follow me, and I will teach you how to become fishermen of men, that is what he was saying. That was that the leadership tell me how many was he was talking to. How many did he bring from the fishing? 12. So that is the leadership. How many are in the president's cabinet? 12. So that is the leadership. So he was calling the leadership of that time, fishing the water of human sensitivity and sensibility. Now they were fishing from the water, right? It was fishing in the water of human life, not the water you go out there and look for to go and eat in Chicago. Not that lake, not that water, the water of human life, human composition, your sensitivity and sensibility are both in the water. Sensibility means the ability to sense. Sensitivity means feeling. And sensibility means the ability to sense in your nature. But if they play upon the water all of the time and do not address you as land or as a land creature, you will lose your land and the ability to respond. You lose the rational ability to respond. As I said earlier, and you are just turned up to response emotional, to respond emotionally. The individual life of one person is the key. So the individual life of the one person is the key. The life designed and patterned for one person is the same in nature for every other person. Do you know when you go to a dentist, he doesn't say, what is your race? Do you have any other race in you before I start this procedure, drawing blood? Do you have any other race? If you do, not want to make a mistake. I do not want to make a mistake. If you have some Spanish blood in you, no. The human being has human blood, right? Pure, real, true science is universal. It is the same everywhere. So a doctor can't treat anybody, and he does not have to ask, wait a minute, let me go and get my manual on Negro. You're all the same. Your science is all the same. Your science of your hair, your skin, your blood, your teeth, your bones, all the same and the same. Science are the same. That's the God who made you. He made all of us the same so that we can be doctored on without a whole lot of unnecessary problems. But when it comes to teaching this religion, oh boy, we want a Negro religion. Give us a black religion. Where is that black religion? I don't want that one. Well, let us take out that which does not hold up when tested by truth and science and God's creation. Let us take that out of it. So it will be all of our religion. Let's take the white Lord out of Christianity. Isn't that what Allah says in to the prophet? He says, say to them, let us come to terms that respect us equally, that we raise not from amongst ourselves laws other than God. Sadaqallahu al-Adeem, surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey, pulling in for Imam Dr. Maraj. We will continue this tomorrow at 7 p.m., inshallah, which is Wednesday and Thursday. That's the 2 days that I'll be on, so we will continue this. We thank you. We thank New Africa, pardon me. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Imam Dr. Maraj Speaks, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.